Chapter 28. God does not want you to worry about the future. In this chapter, we will look into God's Word to see what it says regarding worrying about the future. Jesus was very specific in his instructions in this area. He said, quote, "Do not worry or be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will have worries and anxieties of its own. Sufficient for each day is its own trouble." Unquote. Matthew 6, verse 34, Amplified. Jesus says that you should not allow worry and anxiety about the future to obtain a foothold in your mind and your heart. He instructs you to live one day at a time. God's Word consistently tells you that you should not be afraid of anything that might happen in the future. Quote, "Fear nothing that you are about to suffer. Dismiss your dread and your fears." Unquote. Revelation 2, verse 10, Amplified. You should refuse to allow any fearful thoughts about what might happen to enter your mind. You will make a major mistake if you dwell upon what could happen in the future. We live in a very unstable and insecure world. The world on the whole today is much more insecure than it was when your parents and your grandparents were your age. Many thinking people are extremely concerned about the future. Unbelievers have good reason to be concerned about the future. They are in the world without God. If Jesus Christ is your Savior, you should trust God completely all the time. Today, next week, next month, next year, and in all future years. Instead of worrying about the future, you should faithfully obey your Father's instructions to meditate day and night on His Word. Immerse yourself in the Word of God. Meditate continually on scripture references from this book and any other scripture references you select that will encourage you to trust God completely instead of worrying about the future. Your Father has given you many promises in His Word that tell you exactly what He will do during the uncertain future. These promises often are conditional. God will do exactly what He says He will do. Your job is to trust Him. Have faith in Him and persevere, deepening your relationship with your Heavenly Father. Live your life one day at a time. Trust God completely to bring you safely through each day. Quote, "Blessed be the Lord who bears our burdens and carries us day by day." Unquote. Psalm 68, verse 19, Amplified. God has promised to carry every burden. He has promised to carry these loads one day at a time. Do not concern yourself with any anticipated burdens of tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, or several years from now. Stay close to God. See our book entitled A Close and Intimate Relationship with God. Trust God to bring you through the remainder of today. Do not allow your thoughts to go past the end of this day. Quote, "As your day, so shall your strength, your rest, and security be." Unquote. Deuteronomy 33, verse 25, Amplified. God has repeatedly promised to provide you with His supernatural strength. See Psalm 29, verse 11, Isaiah 12, verse 2, and 40, verse 28 through 31, 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9 through 10, Ephesians 6, verse 10, and Philippians 4, verse 13. He wants you to rest in your absolute certainty that He will strengthen you. He instructs you to trust Him to provide strength and security one day at a time. You should pray as Jesus prayed when He said, quote, "Give us this day our daily bread." Unquote. Matthew 6, verse 11, King James. Jesus did not pray for food for a week or a month. He prayed for food for today. Your Father wants you to trust Him to provide food and every other need today. He wants your heart to sing with joy because you are trusting Him completely one day at a time. Quote, "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." Unquote. Psalm 118, verse 24, NIV. Regardless of what has happened in the past or what might happen in the future, you should treat each new day as a precious gift from God. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Be thankful for each day. Make the best of today. Rejoice throughout each day. Praise God and thank Him because you are certain that He is in complete control. See 1 Chronicles 29, verse 11 and 12. God reigns over all the earth, but you must understand that Satan rules the world and the lives of all people who are still under his control and dominion. See 1 John 5, verse 19. Trust God completely. Refuse to get ahead of him by worrying about what might happen in the future. Quote, "It is because of the Lord's mercy and loving kindness that we are not consumed, because his tender compassions fail not. They are new every morning." Unquote. Lamentations 3, verse 22 and 23, Amplified. Your loving Father is kind and merciful. He knows exactly what you are going through. He will give you a fresh supply of His compassion every morning. Turn to Him with absolute trust. Refuse to allow concerns about the future to get into your mind and from there down into your heart. Instead, fill your heart continually with the Word of God. Quote, "Anxiety in a man's heart weighs it down, but an encouraging word makes it glad." Unquote. Proverbs 12, verse 25, Amplified. This verse explains that anxiety will cause you to have a heavy heart. Instead of being anxious, you should fill your heart continually with the supernatural living Word of God. You will have a glad heart, not a heavy heart. The following words that King Solomon spoke to his son are also your father's instructions to you. Quote, "My son, attend to my words. Consent and submit to my sayings. Let them not depart from your sight. Keep them in the center of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, healing and health to all their flesh. Keep and guard your heart with all vigilance, and above all that you guard, for out of it flow the springs of life." Unquote. Proverbs 4, verse 20 through 23, Amplified. Your Father instructs you to pay close attention to His Word. As you spend time with your Heavenly Father in His Word daily, it will become more and more alive to you. You will see that it is the living Word of God that the Holy Spirit keeps revealing to you. How can you keep the Word of God before you? You cannot carry your Bible with you 24 hours a day and study it continually every hour. You can carry the Word of God with you on 3x5 cards, going over and over them until they are written on your heart. Keep adding to the treasure in your heart. See Joshua 1 verse 8 and Psalm 1 verse 2 and 3. You fill your mind with the Holy Scriptures when you study God's Word. You fill your heart with the Word of God when you meditate day and night on God's Word. This passage of Scripture instructs you to keep God's Word in the center of your heart. Fill your heart with the Word of God by obeying your Father's instructions to meditate day and night on the Holy Scriptures. There is a definite relationship between following God's instructions in Proverbs 4, verse 20 through 21, and your physical health. God promises healing and health if you faithfully follow these instructions. The word itself has healing in it, especially when you speak it. The messages have healing truths as well. The Bible is like no other book. It is alive. Proverbs 4, verse 23 instructs you to, quote, guard your heart with all vigilance and above all that you guard, unquote. Nothing is more important than the spiritual condition of your heart. Your heart is the key to every aspect of your life. See 1 Samuel 16, verse 7 and Psalm 37, verse 31. Your deep and persistent heartfelt beliefs ultimately will determine what takes place in your life. You must not allow concern about the future to get in your mind and then down into your heart. The word worry comes from the Greek word merinao, which means to divide the mind. Christians who worry are double-minded. They waver between faith in God and worry about their problems and the future. We studied James 1 verse 8 in chapter 19. This verse speaks of a Christian who is a man of two minds. Your Father does not want you to be double-minded. He does not want you to go back and forth between trusting Him and worrying about the future. He wants you to be single-minded, focusing on Him all day long. You will accomplish this goal if you meditate day and night on His Word. Your Father loves you unconditionally. He has provided His Word to enable you to keep your mind stayed upon Him. You will not be double-minded if you keep God's Word active in your life each day. If your focus is the Word of God, your mind will stay pure and clear. Worry is a waste of time. If you worry about anything, you are spinning the wheels of your mind in useless circles. Jesus explained this principle in His Sermon on the Mount when He said, quote, who of you by worrying and being anxious can add one unit of measure, cubit, to his stature or to the span of his life? Unquote. Matthew 6, verse 27, Amplified. You must not waste precious time and energy by allowing worried and anxious thoughts to enter your mind and your heart. Jesus explained that worry accomplishes nothing. Worry cannot add one inch to your height or one day to your life. The Word of God repeatedly tells you that God does not want you to worry. Jesus Christ won a glorious victory at Calvary that has the power to set all Christians free from worry and anxiety. Your Father wants you to be set free from the problems that will come into your life if you allow fear and anxiety to control you. Quote, my desire is to have you free from all anxiety and distressing care. Unquote. 1 Corinthians 7, verse 32, Amplified. These words that the Apostle Paul spoke to the Corinthians apply to you today. Your Father wants you to be free from all worry, anxiety, and distress. He does not want you to make the mistake that many unbelievers are making in these troubled times. Jesus said, quote, stop being perpetually uneasy, anxious, and worried about your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, or about your body, what you shall put on. Is not life greater in quality than food, and the body far above and more excellent than clothing? Unquote. Matthew 6, verse 25, Amplified. Jesus gives specific advice to people who are perpetually uneasy because they are chronic worriers. If you have a tendency to worry, Jesus has one word of instruction for you. Stop! Jesus speaks here of some of the basic necessities of life, food, drink, and clothing. God does not want you to worry about anything. He wants you to trust Him completely to meet your every need. See Psalm 34, verse 9 through 10, Romans 8, verse 32, Philippians 4, verse 19, and 2 Peter 1, verse 3. You have been given the ability to choose what you think about, what you believe, what you say, and what you do. See 1 Corinthians 6, verse 12, and 8, verse 9. You should constantly make the positive choice to live one day at a time, trusting God to bring you safely through each day.